Our next speaker is Dr. Follett. I have a privilege to work with him, and I think we will enjoy his presentation. With that, I will leave the podium to Dr. Follett.
Thank you for coming. I was teasing Hero. I told her not to leave during my presentation. I'd be offended. She promised me she would not. I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Claudia Gentalia. She was a visiting scientist, came up and worked with us from Serpetica, Brazil. And Ardell Howerson, who works with me. And so we're going to get started on the soil carbon dynamics thing, whatever that is. And we're going to look at deeper soil carbon here. Kravchenko and Robertson pointed out we need to look at deep soil carbon in terms of layers. There was a paper that Gary Varvel was on with me and a member from that group last year, 2012, in bioenergy research, in which we found over half the carbon was sequestered below 30 centimeters. This study is going to be the opposite of that under opposite conditions, and I think there's a number of studies here that we're going to start seeing emerge. So I want to talk about long-term. I'm just calling that 8 years as long-term. Two tillage treatments, no-till and conventional till, both with corn, irrigated continuous corn under both treatments, and look at the total soil organic carbon. This is not inorganic. We took that out with a dilute phosphoric acid procedure that was developed in 1997 or 98. We're going to look at the change in soil organic carbon by depth increment. Again, with no-till versus conventional till, but also nitrogen fertilizer under irrigated continuous corn, and determine long-term effects on new carbon that would be added by the carbon by the corn plant, the C4 carbon from the corn photosynthetic pathway, versus the carbon that was there previously, which will be identified as being related to the C3 carbon pools. The site was at the CSU Agriculture Research, Development, and Education Center near Fort Collins, Colorado. It's Fort Collins clay loam. Experimental design included three reps, three N-rates, and then no-till and continuous till. Irrigation was by a linear move sprinkler system. Fertilizer applied was three rates, 0, 157, and 208. Band applied as urea on all plots. Going into the conventional tillage treatments, there was fall. In the fall, shred corn stalks, tandem disc, moldboard plowed, 25 to 30 centimeters, so it's true conventional till. Land level, followed by cultivation if needed, using a light duty cultivator. And then for the plant production part, it was annually planting. Herbicide application for weed control, and as needed, the same herbicides on no-till, and then harvest the no-till. Corn was planted directly in the previous year's residue. Herbicide application for weed control, and then harvest. Now, very quickly, let's just take an overall look at the no-till, conventional till, and fertilizer effects. And this is for the 0 to 120 centimeter depth. And there was a tillage effect on the soil organic carbon that was significant, an N-rate effect that was significant, but the N-rate versus tillage interaction was not significant. Now I'm going to point out, and if I had a pointer, I'd love to use it, but I don't have one. Okay. On the left-hand side are the depth increments, and I kind of want you to memorize this format because I'm going to use it again. So the left-hand column is the depth increments going from 7.6 down to 90 to 120. The first three increments compose the 30-centimeter depth, which is a normal sampling depth for a lot of studies. And then going across the top, the left side will be the no-till. The right side will be conventional till. Under that, we'll have 2001 versus 2009. Same for the conventional till, but I'm going to then focus on the t-test, which will be that column which has the bolded numbers. If they're bolded in black, it's significant. If they're bolded, it's a significant increase. If they're bolded in red, it's a significant decrease. So this is kind of the standard format. And what we're seeing here on the total soil organic carbon is a slight increase under no-till within the top 30 centimeters, as designated by the two bolded black ones, and then a slight decrease, bold red at 90 to 120. If we come over to conventional till, the far right column, we're seeing a decrease in the soil organic carbon from the 30 to 60, 60 to 90, 90 to 120, and in fact, the 0 to 120. So that's kind of what we're seeing there. Now, I'm going to go into this a little bit more. We've got corn has a C4 photosynthetic pathway with pep carboxylase, and a normal delta C13, which is a measuring the ratio between the C13 and C12 isotope of about versus the PD belemnite standard, is about a minus 11 to minus 13 per mil. On the C3 plants, which is a rube carboxylase enzyme, we have a delta C13 of a minus 26, minus 27. So this is the calculation equation for delta C13. Like I say, it's a 13C13-12 ratio of a sample versus a reference, a PDB. And then we can use that to calculate the percent C4 carbon in the total organic carbon stock, or the C3 carbon in the organic carbon stock. So then we can come up with stocks of those two items. Now I want to go down through here. I don't want to slight nitrogen, so I'm going to cover it fairly quickly. But looking at C4 stocks, the no-till C4 stocks were larger than the C3 stocks after 8 years. Where soil organic carbon loss occurred, I don't know if I got my arrow right, but the loss was less with higher nitrogen. The higher nitrogen protected the carbon. Infertilization retained more C4 carbon under no-till, and it decreased the rate of loss of the C3 carbon under conventional till. Now the tillage by N rate interaction, none for the C4 carbon stocks, but significant for the C3 carbon stocks, and I'll be showing more data on that. Going on with the nitrogen then, I'm going to look at no-till and then conventional till. Under conventional till, or under no-till, the C4 stocks, the N3 fertility rate resulted in the highest stocks after 8 years, or the highest increase in stocks, greater than N1, but not N2, and then N2 was not greater than N1 fertility. Under conventional till, the C4 stocks, the N2 was greater than N1, but not greater than N3. N2 and N3 were essentially not significant. Again, going back to no-till, C3 stocks, there was no difference among N rates. Under conventional till, the N3 was greater than N1, but not N2, and N2 was larger than N1. So this is showing that the nitrogen is having an impact on retaining some of the carbon in the system. Okay, I'm going back to this table format. Again, the depth increments along the left, no-till and conventional till along the top, the change from 2001 to 2009 and the t-test. So for the C4 carbon stocks by depth under no-till, there was a significant increase within the top 30 centimeters. There were three depths in that. The 0 to 7.6 showed an increase, and the 15 to 30. There was a decrease at a 10% significant level at the 90 to 120. In terms of C4 stocks under conventional till, Then we found increases again within that top 30 centimeters, and actually a little increase at the 90 to 120. Again, bold black is an increase, bold red is a significant decrease. Going on to the C3 stocks, and this is where it gets interesting. This is the stocks that when we did this study in Nebraska, they did not change after 9 years. We'll see what they're doing here. This is under irrigated continuous corn in Colorado. Under the no-till, we showed decreases in the C3 stocks at the 7.6 to 15 inch centimeter depth, the 60 to 90, and the 90 to 120. But the 0 to 120 was not significant, the very bottom row. When we come over to C3 stocks under conventional tillage, we have decreases, significant decreases, from 7.6 centimeters on down to the full to 120, and then a highly significant decrease for the 0 to 120. So this carbon is leaving the system, and that is the question. The interesting part now is that these deeper depths are being influenced by the surface management, the plowing. So when we're doing surface management on soils, we need to know what that impact is deeper in the profile, particularly for life cycle analysis studies where we're looking at these carbon balances. So very quickly, conclusions. No significant change in the 0 to 120 during 8 years under no-till, but a significant loss under conventional till. Stocks of C4 carbon maintained by both no-till and conventional till. So that's the new carbon coming from the corn. It was maintained. Most of the soil organic carbon stock reduction under both systems was the older C3 carbon that had been there previously. And infertilization helps maintain C4 carbon stocks, especially in the 0 to 30. It also helped maintain older C3 stocks under no-till, but even with infertilizer, C3 stocks decreased under conventional till. So if we're going to understand carbon dynamics, the understanding is increased by deep soil sampling and the use of stable carbon isotope techniques. Now, for life cycle, when you consider life cycle analysis, irrigated corn would appear to have low potential to sequester soil organic carbon in central Great Plains. As a bioenergy crop, it might be questionable, particularly under conventional tillage. And the loss of C3 carbon under conventional tillage may show that soil organic matter recalcitrance and turnover is a function then of the microbial ecology and resource availability in a physical soil environment, as was reported by Klepper et al. In 2011. This concept of its recalcitrance, I think then we need to question in this system. And I think I'm through. Did I make it? Good.